The bottom line in business talk. Voice America Business.
This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the host, guest, and its callers. It's time for The Growth Strategist. Here's your host, Aldana Ambler.
Well, welcome. This is The Growth Strategist. This is Aldana Ambler. And welcome to The Growth Strategist, because we're going to be talking about breaking through the barriers to growth. Now, normally each week what we do is we rotate through different growth strategies. One week we're talking about acquisitions, the next week we're talking about franchising, the next week we're talking about geographic expansion. So this is a different take on the topic. What I'm finding is that sometimes when people are looking at growing their companies and they say, all right, now would an acquisition work, and they fuss about it, and they say, well, maybe I don't know enough, and how does that apply? Or they take another approach like an initial public offering, and they get so lost in the actual concept they forget why they were even considering the growth strategy to begin with. So today I want to go through a process of how do you think, you know, how do you even recognize why you need a different growth strategy? How do you, you know, kind of characterize the wall or the plateau that you're at? You know, what's stubborn? Why do you even need to consider a different growth strategy? And it's just a thinking pattern. It's a different way of envisioning a wall. I mean, if we had the PowerPoint that we could imagine, or you could look at your computer and imagine this, picture the plateau that you're at or the stubborn problem that you're dealing with is actually like a brick wall, and I'm going to go through 5, 6, 7 different ways that you can think of just abstractly, and it changes how you think. It changes how you come up with ideas. How can you actually get through that brick wall? So now hold that thought for a minute. On that same kind of viewpoint, in foreshadowing some of the upcoming shows, on October 18th, we're going to have a woman named Joan Oldsey, who runs a company that has data processing, and it has, it started with that, and then it's got transcription, and then it's got some other new services. Wait to see how they've diversified. And so the whole point of her program is growing your business through introduction of new product services and expansion into new markets. Now, she's from New Jersey. Then on October 25th, Laurel Johnson will be talking, and she's from California. I want to show you some of the range of the people that we've got here. On November 8th, we're talking about growing your business through the sale of the business to an employee, and that's with Pat Sheehan of DMC Consulting. It's a technology company, IBM business partner, that type of thing. And Pat has the viewpoint of being the employee that bought it out and is now the president. And November 22nd, we're talking about growing your business through the establishment of distinct lines of business, separate lines of business within the company. And Susan Stein is from a company that's in Pennsylvania, talking about that. And I think Pat Sheehan's from Ohio, if I remember. And on November 29th, we have David Perez of Latin Force in New York talking about growing your business by expanding into new markets. I mean, he can talk quite a bit about the Latino market and, you know, how is it growing and how would you get into it and what does that mean. So we have a diverse range of people, types of industries, types of topics. All right, now none of these people necessarily knew that they were going to be growing through a sale to an employee or to expanding to a different marketplace. Some of that is experiential when you're going through your business the way it currently is and you hit a wall, you hit a problem, or you hit a customer that's asking you to do something in a different way than you normally would do it. How do you respond and how do you get unstuck? Okay, so here we go. I'm going to introduce a few of them before the break. One way that you could abstractly get through a wall is to bore a hole and peer through and look through the other side. I mean, just kind of picture that. You don't have to knock down the whole wall. You can just kind of pick at it, kind of like in that movie that had Timothy Robbins, and he was in jail, and he kind of, you know, picked at it and picked at it and picked at it. It was behind the poster of some babe that he'd had. Remember that? And you can do that without having it be something terribly tiring. While you're still working on the business, you can kind of peek over and you can look and see what other people are doing. All right, so what's that mean? Let's say you hit a plateau of 25 people. I've talked about that before on the program. That's a classic plateau. You have 25 people in your company, and it's got this inertia, and you're starting to get risk adverse, and you don't know where you're headed. How would boring a hole through that wall help you? Well, for one thing, start networking with people who have companies of at least 40 people and listen to how they talk. You don't even have to tell them what your problem is. Just listen to how they talk. There's a different way of thinking. So change your networking pattern. If you're always networking with people who are 25 and below, you're only having the old way of thinking reinforced. Figure out a way to reinforce the new way of thinking. There's seminars that you could take. There's reading you could do. Ask the question to kind of peek forward. Okay, if I changed it, what would it look like? If I created something different, where would it be? How has somebody else ever done this? So before you make your move, you do a little research, and that's what the bore a hole means. And we're going to pose a couple problems and go back and see which one of these fit. Okay, now another abstract way. All right, what if you looked at the wall and you thought about it and said, all right, I don't think I can go over this. It's huge, and it's really thick and impenetrable. But you know what? If I kind of spread out, maybe I could slip through some of the cracks in the wall. Hear it abstractly? You can picture doing that. All right, now what does that mean? What does that metaphor mean? In business terms, sometimes it pays for you to go after a niche market. Sometimes it pays for you to think about something smaller, a lot of smaller things rather than one big, you know, swallow a watermelon kind of strategy. And the idea of spreading out reminds you that you may need to have a few more people helping you do it. One person can't be the one that's trying to be the only niche because then you get too dependent on them, and it may be multiple niches. You hear it? I'll give you an example. In our industry, you know, in consulting, there's these certainly in the accounting side of it, there's these four big behemoths out there, and you know, they're especially now with Sarbanes-Oxley, they're basically saying if you're not a publicly held company, we're not interested. Now, if they haven't declared it officially, it certainly is behaviorally. So if you're an accounting practice, one thing you can do is spread out and slip through the cracks and take that mid-market business. Go after the companies that want to comply and the large privately held companies and slip through and take what the other guy is leaving on the table. And a lot of us can do that. Think about it in another, you know, venue. There's, in any of our industries, there's the people that go after the big accounts. The telephone companies do that. You name it. There's the people who want the big accounts. And, all right, could you go after the next tier and be able to survive? So just abstractly, you can hear, you don't always have to go after the big accounts. You don't always have to go after things the hard way and go for maximum pain. Maybe you can spread out and kind of slip through. And one of the things that's nice about that is it helps you stay below the radar. Okay, third way. You could get a boost from a strong friend. Kind of picture that? It could be, can imagine a trampoline on your side of the wall. And somebody figures out a way to jump on the trampoline or jump on the teeter-totter or whatever you're picturing, and you fly over to the other side. Or you can just have somebody who's just strong up against the wall and lifts you so that you can get over. All right. Picture, so there's lots of ways to have a boost from a strong friend. Okay, what is she talking about? What's that metaphor mean? Now the key to this is that the boost from a strong friend is on your side of the wall, which means what? They're a current employee. They're a current customer. They're a current vendor. They're a current something that's already there, current strategic alliance partner. And you don't have to start from scratch, reach off into the never-never lands, go to somebody that you don't know. Take a look back in your customer base. Take a look back in your vendor base. Who would benefit from you getting to the next level in your business? Who would also benefit if you figured this out? And some of us, you know, when we get to, like, one of the other walls or classic plateaus I see for a lot of companies, it's about 10 million, okay? Let's try that one. You hit 10 million and you're stuck. You've got a couple of locations and you can't figure out if you can have a hub and have a lot of other branches or if you've got some inertia around the size that you've got. It's going to look like it's going to cost a lot more money. You've got to spend more capital. Maybe there's some equipment you've got to bring in. You just find yourself, oh, God, I don't know if I can do this. Okay, who can you do it with that's already been working with you that it's mutually beneficial for you to get through this? And it may be your banker. You know, it may be somebody you go back to and you say, okay, I've never asked you for a ton of money, and I've been a little reluctant to getting a lot of debt. Maybe this is the time for me to talk about a capital loan, something for me to have a different kind of a line of credit than I've ever had before. Sometimes as a vendor, you can negotiate different terms with a vendor while you are going through a process of investing in your business. Nothing's worse than keeping the vendor completely in the dark. You go to grow your company and they can see the investment you're making elsewhere and then you don't pay their bills. But if they were part of the deal and they negotiated it with you, you don't get anywhere near the flack. is if you did it, you snuck up on them by surprise or took advantage of them. You could have a de facto loan from a vendor if you did it on the sly, and that's not good. You see it? So the idea of this is get a boost from a friend on this side of the wall. Try another one. You could start a boot camp before you even scale the wall at all. All right, what's that mean? I'll give you an example. Years ago when we were talking about going international, we didn't know how we were going to do it. I mean, think about it. You got to learn about lines of credit. You got to learn about language and culture, et cetera, et cetera. Boy, talk about a great leveler. It makes everybody kind of even. It was important for key people in the business to all come together and take courses. We brought in some consultants and some trainers for us to learn about the different cultures, learn different languages, learn about the techniques of international travel together. Great equalizer. Now think about the word boot camp. You know, what does it bring to mind? It brings to mind a short-term, intense experience. One of those things where you're really glad you got through it, but oh gosh, you're sure glad it's got a deadline. See, that's very different than open-ended, let's work at it whenever we get to it, yada, yada, forever learning. This is focused, time-delineated, intense learning. And there is a camaraderie that develops when people go through a boot camp together. So, all right, so are you going after a new market? Is the way that you need to grow past this plateau that you're at to really say, okay, it's time for us to go after big accounts, and maybe we don't know how to do that. Can we all learn what it takes to go after a big account? Or would the big change for you be to truly become a global company? Would the big change for you to be to completely ratchet up your technology? Would the big change for you to be for you to actually have e-commerce for real? I mean, your electronic marketing be totally different than what you have now, and it's going to affect everybody. Would that be a time for you to have a boot camp and have everybody get up to speed before you all scale the wall together? Can you feel the dynamic? It's very different than the other methods. Next one. You can have someone pull you over from the other side. That's different from a boost from this side, isn't it? Because this means that you're looking for someone from that may not know you yet or where you want to go. Be motivated enough to pull you over to have them play have you play in their yard. So this might be a venture capitalist. This might be a big account. This might be a mentor. It's a different mentality of who you're looking for to pull you over. Some big accounts that have worked with us over the years where we say, okay, this is where we're headed. This is where we're going. We're going to be there. We're trying to choose the customers that we're going to be playing with in the future. We would rather it be you than someone else because we like your ethics, we like your methods, et cetera. How can you help us? And we'd be most grateful. I'll tell you what, the mentors and the people who have helped me, one of the things I've done is nominate them for awards, make sure that you thank them in tons of ways, bring them business again and again and again later on. If you have somebody pull you over that wall to the other side, it's important to really remember they brought you. Another way you could do it is, this is a funny one, rent a bulldozer. Sometimes, you know, tact and care and being politically correct and doing it strategically and quietly, but that isn't the right way. Sometimes it is make a big noise, make a big statement, bam, you know, like when Microsoft introduced Windows 95. Do you remember that? I mean, I know that's a long time ago, but it was a bulldozer approach of we are claiming this marketplace. We are going to dominate, kind of like when the Rolling Stones go on tour. Boom, rent the bulldozer, make a big statement, say we are coming, we are growing, and it attracts people to you because it says you're on the move. Here's another one. You could use a Star Trek transporter to beam over to the other side. Sometimes just trying to fix your company and change how you're approaching it and tweaking it here and there is not going to do it. And you literally need to just transport yourself into another way of doing business. And sometimes that takes an acquisition. Sometimes that takes a total change in your technology. It takes transformation, which is what that's about. Sometimes it takes reengineering of your business. It could mean selling off a piece of your business. You got to look at it and say, is improving the current one going to do it, or do we have to change where we do our business, just change how we do it? Now, there's other ways to do this. There's things like dig a moat or start a distraction and to buy you time. But I want to have you just hear, I guess, about 8. Conceptually, those are some of the ways to think. And then what I'm going to do for the rest of the show is I'll present some problems and say which one of these fit. All right, I'm going to go to the break now. This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Business talk is all we do. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the growth strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDANA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On Managing Technology the Right Way, we'll talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its associated risks. Heard every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Sun Jogal, the host of Managing Technology the Right Way, will interview business leaders and other experts that have shaped the way we use technology. If you want to keep up with the changing world of technology, listen to Managing Technology the Right Way with Sun Jogal every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Achieve total wealth management. Listen to Three-Dimensional Wealth with Roy Diefendorf every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern on Business America Radio. Three-Dimensional Wealth is a show dedicated to teaching you a values-based approach to comprehensive total wealth management through practical strategies and expert advice. Take your first step down the road of financial independence. Listen to Three-Dimensional Wealth with Roy Diefendorf Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
You're listening to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. If you would like to call into the show, dial toll-free at 1-866-233-7861. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's your host, Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back. This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler, and today we're doing something a little different. We're talking about breaking through the barriers to growth, and it's kind of a mental exercise on how you can think about the barrier that you're facing and step back a second instead of just jump into what strategy I can do. Think back about, you know, kind of capture the wall that you're at, the plateau you're at. Think about it actually as a wall. And I've just given about 5 or 6, or it might even be 8, different methods for you to think about it. And if you want to call in a problem or a question to test this, listeners need to call in at 1-866-233-7861, just to remind you about the number. Okay, so I'm going to give you some that I've seen. All right, here's a hypothetical. Say you have a self-storage company. Let's not try anything too complicated. Although, I'll tell you what, people underestimate how much what they have to deal with is. You know, when you're trying to find the site and you're trying to negotiate the land and you have to buy you have to build the buildings and then you have to attract people there and then you have to find people who could work there. You got to keep them clean. You got to keep them safe and then find the next one and the next one. I mean, it's, you know, it doesn't look as complicated as it is. And you got to sell boxes and have rental trucks, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So now you got a family-owned business and you're in the self-storage business. Can you picture that? And you got like 12 locations. All right. What if you're having problems in one of your regions? You maybe have 12 locations, and you've got one in the central region where you just don't have a decent manager. And no matter what, you just can't seem to find good help. You can find somebody who can, I don't know, they can drive the golf carts to tour the place. You can find people who can sell. But just to get somebody to mind the store and be pleasant to the customers, it just, every time you turn around, you just can't find it. All right, let's walk through the different ways. That's a wall you have. Can you picture that? You're just having a hard time finding good help. Let's try the first one. Can you bore a hole and peer through the other side to see how someone else has solved it? You bet. You can go to your industry associations and you just listen. With that ear, you know, to how'd they find good people? I mean, I wonder why my competition seems to have folks that can do this. And listen with that specific question in mind. In fact, you can send folks that normally aren't involved with recruitment to listen for that answer, because they're going to be, it's not, people aren't going to be as suspicious if your accounting person is talking about how you hire folks and where do you get them and tell me again how you found Joe than if you did. You could also go to just the Chamber of Commerce and listen to people in that region talk about who they're hiring and how they're doing it, and because it's completely separate from your industry. You don't have to have a competitor be talking to you about it. So, yeah, you can bore a hole and peer through the other side on that one. Can you spread out and slip through the cracks? Now, think about it. How would you spread out and kind of go for a niche? Now, that may mean that you have to look for a specific type of person, you know, but beneath the radar. I mean, the obvious ones might be folks that are used to be property managers, you know, in apartment complexes. Well, that's obvious, so maybe that's not where you look. You might look at the veterans community and slip through the cracks and find some candidates that your competitors aren't even noticing. Could you get a boost from a strong friend on this side? Okay, now let me think about this. You got a regional manager up in the north that's doing okay. It's your central region that's a bit of a problem. Oh, okay, maybe you can have the northern person delegate a little bit, have them visit the central region, check it out, and see what's missing. See what they, you know, what's not been looked at, what's not been figured out, what's not been tried, and maybe just their interviewing technique might do it. So it may not cost you a whole lot. It just might be just, you know, redirect some resources. That could be the boost from a strong friend, and it's a compliment to the regional manager. Could you start a boot camp before you scale the wall? Well, it doesn't sound like that big a wall, so I don't know if this one applies. I mean, why would you be spreading out to figure it out? Now, if you had a chronic problem with trying to find a specific level of employee in your company, or every time you turn around, you can't find those branch managers, and they're so key to your business. If it's a chronic issue, then everybody could be involved with, all right, what does it take to be a branch manager? Where are we going to find them? And everybody becomes recruiters, and you could, you know, you could end up having recruitment training for everybody. Everybody's on commission. They all get finder's fees to try to find folks. I have seen that if it becomes a chronic problem. Could you have someone pull you over from the other side? Now, let's think about that. That's one of the problems with posing this, because some of them don't apply. Who would be caring that you found good branch managers? At this point, I'm not sure I would apply that, but maybe I'm dense. If somebody can figure out exactly how you can have somebody on the other side care enough about who you hire in the branches, you know, let me know. Call in and let me know that one. Could you rent a bulldozer and just, bam, you know, make a declaration and say, we're doing this? Well, you could do blitz recruitment. You could say, we're on the move, and you have a big event, job fair kind of thing that makes a big, bold statement that you're growing, and you just recruit more people than you actually need for the central region, and you could go past where you would normally go geographically to bring in more energy and more people and different kinds of talent than you normally would. Could you use a Star Trek transporter to beam to the other side? That would be things like totally transform the nature of the job, change the design of the business so that you didn't need a branch manager, have somebody virtually, you know, they have a TV screen and they're watching it from another branch instead of being there in person. I don't know if any of those would really work, but I want you to hear how the logic works. Let's try another one. Okay, here's a classic one. You've got a, you're in healthcare. You do things like physical therapy. Maybe you have, speech therapy, occupational therapy, and so you have a lot of subcontractors because those professionals, they often they don't want to be employees. So you have a combination of some employees and subcontractors, and some of them in the clinic and some of them are out in the field. Picture that? All right, what's the barrier to growth for those kind of businesses? Just think. If you're in that, you know exactly what it is. If you're not, here we go. It's the shrinking dollars that are available from insurance. Medicare pays less, Medicaid pays less, the insurance companies are paying less and less, the regulations are getting more and more, the malpractice insurance is getting more and more. You are in a vice. And the other part of this is that you have people wanting to be subcontractors and wanting to work from home and choose their hours, and they know that they've got you because they have capabilities you want. And so the limiting factor is your ability to find affordable professional help and deal with the customers that are demanding more and more and more. That's a tough one. That's not just a wall. That's a vice. Okay, bore a hole and peer through the other side. Are there other people that are figuring this out? Yes. You have to get yourself out of the therapist mentality and look at other healthcare industries. Where are other, like doctors that are combining practices? Doctors that never wanted to have partners or multiple large practices are having to do it. Even though you want to have your own clinic, even though you think you want to be totally independent, it may be time for a merger because it is, I mean, you really, it's not your imagination. You are really in a vice. Could you spread out and slip through the cracks? Oh, yeah, if you become the specialists in therapy for little kids or autistic kids or families that have hyperactivity or, you know, something like that, could you tackle a difficult population that other people don't handle? Yeah, you could slip through the cracks. Could you get a boost from a strong friend? Okay, who cares that you succeed? Do the parents of the little kids that you're treating, do the schools that send you, are the therapists themselves caring about where you're going? Could you start a boot camp before you scaled the wall? Okay, how are you going to scale the wall and for what reason? All right, now here's what you're going to do. You're going to try to answer, I mean, really aggressively answer this problem of I can't find enough people. Well, what if you wanted to recruit from way beyond your geography? This is a time for you to reach out to a different country. This is a time to go across the big pond, go across the ocean, and look for capable help elsewhere, because I'm seeing that, by the way, happening in healthcare. Folks are having to, you know, not just rely on somebody who already lives there. And we're going to reach out, and we're going to have somebody from, you know, if you're in the United States, somebody from Brazil. If you're in India, somebody from Malaysia. So it's not so far, but it's different. How are you going to do that? Well, if you had a boot camp about how could we recruit, how would we integrate people into the company, how do we find housing, how do we pay for relocation, how do we transform our business into an international business, that would really need a boot camp. Okay, how could you have someone pull you over from the other side? Well, there may be a larger entity that sees physical therapy, occupational therapy, voice therapy, speech therapy as a subset of what they do. And it may be better for you to be acquired from a company that has a little more cash flow and you can piggyback on their marketing and still be a freestanding subsidiary, but it might be time for you to be acquired. Could you rent a bulldozer? You could make a big statement, you could make a squawk that you're not going to tolerate the lack of care and that the amount of money being paid for the services is just unacceptable. You could take that advocacy stand on behalf of your customers. Bring your customers with you so that it doesn't look like you're being greedy. This is about the patients. This is about the kids. This is about, you know, the public health. And it's not about, you know, you could even point out, you know, how little your money is. I've seen some people think about becoming a nonprofit just to demonstrate this is ridiculous. It's being squeezed way too far, and if we don't do something about it, we go out of business. So, yeah, your bulldozer might be a public statement. Could you use a Star Trek transporter? Yeah, if it's bad enough, you may have to transform the way you do business. If you're being squeezed and squeezed and squeezed, there's a point where I've seen people create a second business, go into something else so that they have some leeway. And if it becomes charity care, this may be something where you have a nonprofit for the thing that's really set up to fail money-wise, and you could get donations, you could get grants, you could get money from people's wills to help you continue in the thing that is important, but where the money doesn't work. See it? Now, the idea is you go through these, like, 8 ideas and hear different strategies that you might take rather than how do we just recruit better? How do we pay these people more? How do we, you know, just try to negotiate with the insurance companies to pay us more? If you keep banging on the same wall, you know, you keep banging on the same people, it doesn't necessarily get you unstuck. And each of these things I'm brainstorming, and see how you hear them, see how you can see them. I don't know which one you're going to choose because it's your situation and your style and what you're comfortable with and willing to learn. But I just generated 8 different ideas that were very different from continue to complain about the insurance rates and the expectations and the inability to find folks. After the break, we'll come back and we'll try another major problem that people face. This is The Growth Strategist with Aldona Ambler.
Business information you need, from the stock market to starting and managing your business. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldona can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the Growth Strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDONA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
One aspect of the American dream is a safe and decent place to live that fits within each person's financial capabilities. Based on the individual and the community, home may have very many different meanings. For more on housing issues, log on and listen to Let's Talk Affordable Housing with Ginger McGuire every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Are you feeling slammed and suckered in today's stock market? If so, then you need to tune in to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Jordan Kimmel will train you in what you can do to beat up the big boys on Wall Street, as well as share his secrets to success so that you can buy and sell like a profit-pumping pro. Grab the bull market by the horns and listen to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business. Are your accounts stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic? Are your finances flowing at 2 miles an hour? It's time to crank your cash into high gear by tuning in to Making Sense of Financial Nonsense with Bullseye Bruce Horowitz. Every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, Bullseye Bruce will give you no-nonsense, common-sense financial advice that anyone can understand, as well as bring you clarity on some of the most complex and confusing financial issues today. So get out of that traffic jam and listen to Making Sense of Financial Nonsense every Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
The Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll-free at 1-866-233-7861. Now back to another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back to The Growth Strategist. This is Aldana Ambler, and today we're talking about breaking through the barriers to growth. And I know this is different from the other weeks. You know, every other week we go through a different growth strategy, like today's strategic alliances and tomorrow's franchising. This time what I'm doing is I'm trying to introduce a different way of thinking. So if you're running up against a plateau or a wall or however you characterize it, I want you to step back and think about how you could abstractly, like a metaphor, go through or around the wall. So you could bore a hole and peer through the other side. You could spread out and slip through the cracks. You could get a boost from a strong friend. You could start a boot camp before you scale the wall together as a group. You could have someone pull you over to the other side. From the other side, you can run a bulldozer and just knock down the wall. Or you could use a Star Trek transporter and kind of beam yourself over. You could also go around the wall. I mean, sometimes, you know, if a problem's big enough, it might not be worth you slamming right through. You may have to go around it. All right, let's try another one. Another issue. Here's something that I see a lot of times. Let's say you are a family business and you're growing fine, but you start developing internal issues. You know, not that family businesses have internal issues. Yes, they do. And let's make up something, you know, typical. The 70-year-old founder of the business still has energy but is starting to slow down, hasn't dealt with succession, hasn't figured out when he's going to be stepping back, and the next generation is doing an awful lot of the work, you know, running a major part of the business, may even seem presidential, but hey, Pop's still there, and so it's awkward. There's a dance that happens day to day. All right, so if you start talking about succession and you go back and forth, and one of the things that happens is you finally get through the parents that, you know, you really got to deal with succession. You got to figure out your retirement. We better figure out how the shares are going to go so we don't get slammed with taxes. And you finally get through to the parents. And they go and they have the business evaluated or valued. And they come back with a big number, surprise, surprise, because they pick somebody that could give them the number they wanted. I mean, I've seen somewhere, you know, the difference between what the first generation and the second generation would have valued the business. You know, it's off by, one will say, you know, $30 million and the other one says $100 million. I mean, it's off by a scale of, you know, whatever the percentages are. Like, you know, the second generation sees it as 30% of what the first did. Hey, if you can demand a lot of money and get away with it, it works. Now, that's a tough thing to do, to face. If you're, let's say you're the second generation person and you're trying to continue to grow the business, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. All right, so let's try it. Bore a hole and pierce the other side. Oh, you bet. There's a lot of literature on this. You can talk to other family businesses. There's family business forums in a lot of the colleges. Case Western Reserve in Ohio has an excellent one. There's authors that write excellent books on this. Dr. John Ward is one of my favorites. Ian Landsberg is another one. Look for those. Start to read the Family Business Magazine. There's good examples of, you know, what people have already done. One of the things, by the way, that you may have seen that they've done is they bring in a family, financial planner for both generations to talk about how much money they truly need and to make sure that nobody is really price gouging the other one. That's one of the things you'll find. And you'll also find that there's different methods. If you bring the attorneys in too quickly, it becomes adversarial and it becomes sides. So one of the methods that you might discover if you poke around and look what other companies have done when they've done it well is they bring a mediator in that's going to be talking about taking care of the company. And the company pays for that mediator to come in and takes care of both generations. And then when it gets to the point where, you know, we're working out the details of the deal, one attorney can take care of the company and both sides, you know, both generations. And it actually works out more fair in a lot of cases. Okay, could you spread out and slip through the cracks? All right, if you're the second generation and you felt like, you know, this is a wall to you, what you could do is buy into another company, create another subsidiary that's only owned by you. You can, you know, divert some of your attention so that you're not always worried about what your parents are up to and you don't have all your eggs in one basket. You could, you know, slip through the cracks of the deal by focusing a little bit of your attention elsewhere. Could you get a boost from a strong friend? Yeah, I mean, you could go to the bank, you could get some money so that you could get help buying your parents out to resolve the deal, because a protracted negotiation is ugly. And so if you got closer to the dollars that they want now, so that you could close the deal and just get it over with, you're probably better off. And you can be paying your parents off over, you know, 5-7 years at the dollars that they wanted, or at least as close as you can come. It's actually easier to negotiate with the banker than it is your parents sometimes. And if you leave them there while you continue to grow the business, you watch. You think they wanted $100 million before, now they want more. And getting the negotiation done quickly makes sense. So I've seen some people when they said, I got a boost from a strong friend, they look for somebody that can help them finance the purchase instead of trying to have it all come from within daily operating expenses. Could you start a boot camp before you scale the wall? You bet. You and your parents could both go to some kind of a course or a retreat to learn how to do this before you start, you know, valuing the business and negotiating with each other. You could learn about what happens with succession. You could go to a family business forum and learn about this before you face it. Could you have someone pull you over from the other side? Yep. You could have a customer that is wanting you to succeed. I've seen, you know, a big account come in that gives you a little bit of leeway. You could have literally, you could have somebody acquire a chunk of your business. You could have a strategic alliance. You could have a vendor help you. It's a little awkward to be talking about family, you know, business in front of somebody else, but you could try to look for some stability, some guarantees for the business, you know, because it's going to be distracting. So you may not tell them why you need the help, but you might want to look for some support from a strong outsider while you're going through it. Could you rent a bulldozer? Well, you could. You know, you could be announcing, we are now going through the transition from first to second generation, and here's the dates. As long as you're agreeing with each other, you can do that and put it in people's face saying, you know, we're really proud of our transition, and we're going to, by this date, this person's going to be in charge, and here's how we're going to do it. And watch us. You know, just open it up and say, watch us do this transition. I've seen some families do that because they figure exposure to the public will make them behave. So there's an argument for doing that rather than having it be constant with the misimpression that's behind the scenes. Because it's really not behind the scenes. Everybody can tell when a family business is in trouble. Could you use a Star Trek transporter to beam yourself to the other side? Well, one of the ways I can think that that applies is I've seen the second generation just say, I'm not going to go through this, and I'm going to create another company. We'll leave this company about the size it is now, and I'm just going to go create another one because I don't want to have to argue with you. And that feels a little bit more like going around the wall, doesn't it? It actually does. We can try another one quickly, and then we'll go to a break. How about if you're a public relations agency and you've gotten to that point where, similar kind of thing, you know, you're looking at succession and you don't, it's not a family business and you've looked around and you're not seeing who you can develop. Maybe the account managers just don't seem to fit. One of the things that you can do is look at the young people and home grow them. Okay, now, where would you have seen that? You could have seen the idea of home growing them and developing them into, you know, a little equity share each year, and they grow and grow and grow until there's a point where there's a threshold where, okay, now you're going to have to buy them over. They have to, like a bubble payment. Where would you have seen that? By boring a hole and peering through the other side? Maybe. By slipping through the cracks? Yep, because you didn't have a major deal with an outsider. You just kind of snuck up on it with your young people that you're hiring. Would it have been from a boost from a strong friend? No, because you're going to do it with several little people, you know, sneaking up on it. Is it a boot camp before you scale the wall? It may feel like that because you're trying to teach your employees how to be owners as they're learning how to, you know, do the business. Is it having somebody pull you over from the other side? No, it's from the inside. Is it renting a bulldozer? No, it is. We're going to do the succession within. We're going to take time. It's going to take us years. That's okay. Is it a Star Trek transporter transforming how you do business? You bet, because if you change your role from being president and doer and leader to being teacher and mentor and passing the baton, it is transforming to the person running like an advertising agency or a consultancy or a training shop, any of the service, an engineering, you know, entity or an architecture company. So that's transforming. If you are trying to train the people and make, and with the intention, the outward, you know, the open intention of having them take over the business. Okay, we got to go to break. This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. We'll be right back.
Business talk is all we do. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the Growth Strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast-growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDONA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On Managing Technology the Right Way, we'll talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its associated risks. Heard every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Sun Jogal, the host of Managing Technology the Right Way, will interview business leaders and other experts that have shaped the way we use technology. If you want to keep up with the changing world of technology, listen to Managing Technology the Right Way with Sun Jogal every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Achieve total wealth management. Listen to Three-Dimensional Wealth with Roy Diefendorf every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern on Business America Radio. Three-Dimensional Wealth is a show dedicated to teaching you a values-based approach to comprehensive total wealth management through practical strategies and expert advice. Take your first step down the road of financial independence. Listen to Three-Dimensional Wealth with Roy Diefendorf Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
You're listening to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. If you would like to call into the show, dial toll-free at 1-866-233-7861. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's your host, Aldana Ambler.
Well, welcome back to the last segment of The Growth Strategist. This is Aldana Ambler. And I'd like to make sure that you know how to reach me. I am at www.thegrowthstrategist.com. That's my website. And email is Aldana, A-L-D-O-N-N-A, at Ambler, A-M-B-L-E-R.com. I notice sometimes people don't want to call in questions, but I get these emails between the shows saying, okay, in future programs, talk to me about this, or would you answer this, or would you address that problem? And that's how you reach me. And I'm going to flip this page here for a second, and if you'd like to call in now, the telephone number is 1-866-233-7861. Now, I did get an email on the break here, and the problem, see if I can see it. It's a technology company that is working with business continuity. Now, I think I know what that is. I had a client that was dealing with that. If I understand it correctly, that's where you own a building that has a lot of computers and the kind of systems that companies would need if they hit a flood or a fire or a terrorist attack. They can come to your place and, you know, be up and running, right? Okay, so if I'm understanding it right. And it's a business continuity business, and their plateau, the biggest problem that they have, the barrier to growth, the wall that they're at, is the shrinking margins with the manufacturers. Got it. I mean, I've seen that with a lot of my technology companies that, you know, as clients. They're distributors of the product, and particularly with the ones that are in hardware. I mean, the margins are just shrinking so fast that, you know, you have to figure out how to generate more service money because the product has become a commodity and you're really in trouble. But one of my questions in looking at this, even before I pull, you know, do the walls, is why would they be dependent on a vendor? Because if they're in business continuity, it's their building. It's, they're the ones that would control the pricing on the access to their product and their service. They could even do a contract that is like they're on retainer so that if anybody needs their services, it's kind of like insurance. If you need their services, you've already prepaid for it and you can just show up. So I have a concern about the question. Somebody would be saying, we're into business continuity, and our biggest problem is dependence on computer vendor manufacturers. So right there, I would ask you about, you sure? Or maybe you're wanting to go into business continuity and you're actually a salesperson for boxes, a salesperson for commodities, and you haven't really made the transition yet. So I'm going to go on that assumption, that's the actual problem, that you need to make a quick transition towards more services. So, all right, could you bore a hole through peer through the other side? Yes. Are there other companies out there that have been too dependent on manufacturers and products and commoditized and, their margins are so tight they can't see straight? Yes. It happens over and over and over, particularly in technology. So could you learn something from what other people have done? One of the things that you might learn is to introduce services as quickly as you can, to have the people who are doing services with you have an equity stake. They could be commissioned. You don't necessarily have to keep paying high salaries for them and be the only one taking the chance. A lot of companies that are introducing services have had ESOPs, they've had employee ownership, they've had equity deals, more than the ones that are dealing with products, frankly. Could you spread out and slip through the cracks? Well, you already are when you say you want to do business continuity. That if you have a method to take care of clients who are in trouble and you're like part of their disaster plan, one of the cracks or one of the ways that you could be different is to have it be very, very affordable and then have a premium for when they actually use you. Could you get a boost from a strong friend? Well, you know, you're like insurance, so there may actually be, where are the referral sources that are going to be directing people to you? The risk management consultants, the insurance companies, the facility managers in big corporations, how are they finding out about who you are? And there may be a strategic alliance that you arrange with those kind of people for you to get the referrals and the connections that you need. Could you get a boost from a strong friend from within? If you had somebody who could really take care of the commodity side of the business, even if it's phasing out, so that you could forget about it and move on, that would be a boost. That would be a big boost. I personally would think about having them be an equity player, so it's worth it to them to do that for you. Could you start a boot camp before you scaled the wall? Well, it sounds like you're already scaling it. It sounds like you're already well into, you know, from the question, the business continuity side of things. But you still might need a boot camp of, you know, how to let go of the commodity side of the business. How do you reposition your business? One of the boot camps that I would recommend might be a marketing-related one. How do you change the logo? How do you change the brand? How do you change the image of your business from, you know, being a box to being something of a service? I've seen companies have to completely reshape, you know, their marketing program to draw folks to them. I actually watched one company in something similar change their name enough that and marketing that the people didn't even realize it was the same business. If it's that different, you know, go for it. Really, really draw folks to you so you don't have to explain what you used to do. And you don't even have something like formerly this, that, and the other. Not just declare the new name of the business. That may also feel like renting a bulldozer. You know, declare a new name for the business continuity side of it. And talk about security, talk about service, and you just let the fact that you were in a commodity kind of box business just go. Don't even dwell on it. Could someone pull you over from the other side? I think we kind of talked about that. Could you use a Star Trek transporter? Well, you know what? You're basically doing that. If you beamed over the other side, you're transforming your business. You're becoming something that you weren't before. Go for it. And if you have to let the other business kind of go away, so be it. That sometimes is worth it. Now, we've gone through several problems here. We've gone through a couple of industries, a technology one, a self-storage one, an advertising agency, a family business that could have been probably just anything. I wanted to try different things. The last question I want to ask is, can you see which of the different strategies fit these various things? I find I am talking about acquisitions more when I'm talking about someone pulling you over from the other side, or it could be a sponsor. Somebody who's a corporate sponsor that can, you know, be funding what you're doing, endorsing what you're doing. I find I'm talking about joint ventures more when I bring up getting a boost from a strong friend because it tends to be on this side of the wall. It tends to be people you probably already know. Same thing with strategic alliances. Geographic expansion, that often is the case when you're spreading out and slipping through the cracks or if you're trying to go around the wall or if you are renting a bulldozer and saying, bam, here we are. Geographic or the Star Trek transport, totally transforming your business sometimes involves geographic expansion. If you're introducing new products and to new customers or new customers, you know, et cetera, you know, which ones are involved with this, I find that comes up a lot of times through all of these. That's not so, you know, one-to-one correlation. Specialization often is when you're trying to slip through the cracks. How about licensing and franchising? Franchising is a marvelous way for you to get a boost from a strong friend because basically there's people that are in the industry or that should be, could be, who are paying you to do it your way. What a concept, huh? An IPO is the same kind of thing that from the reverse. It is getting a support from outside the company. It is people with money who are wanting to buy in. So getting, you know, pulled over from the other side might come in the form of money with a venture capitalist or initial public offering. Venture capital is being pulled over from the other side. Equity deals are being boosted from this side. There's an analogy back and forth. Okay, so here we go. So when you want to ask a question, you get to a wall next time, just pause and actually think about the wall. Ask yourself if you should bore a hole, go around it, spread out, get a boost, start a boot camp, have someone pull you over, run a bulldozer, or beam me up, Scotty. There's no sign of life on this side. I think that's it for this week. I appreciate your attention. Keep growing your business. This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on and tuning into The Growth Strategist. Join us each Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time for another exciting episode of The Growth Strategist, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.